This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, we got a lot to get to, a lot of news, and we're just going to get right to it, okay? Let me just kind of review some of the stories we're going to cover today. That's the way I said, I said we're going to get right to it, but like, nah, I'm not supposed to do all the teasers. Oh, man. By the way, in radio or TV, we call them teasers, okay? You know, like, ooh, we're going to be talking about superbugs. Oh, man, Dr. Dahlia Show's going to be talking about superbugs. You know, and I know, you know, many of you guys are out there going, wait a second, that's not my idea of teasing, okay? Teasing, to me, would be a little bit more stimulatory, something more exciting. But, I mean, for me, this is exciting. So that's why I have no problem calling them teasers. Anyway, so for our medical teasers, there's a study out there where 1 in 4 seniors who are leaving the hospital has the superbug on their hands. Remember yesterday or the other day we were talking about artificial sweetener and these researchers licking their fingers? You better tell anybody leaving the hospital not to lick their fingers and to wash up. They are leaving with superbug on their hands. Many of you guys are still trying to quit smoking, and way to go. I mean, I really feel for you guys. I mean, I'm not a smoker, but I love my carbs. And if you told me to quit carbs, I'd be like, say what? So for you guys trying to quit smoking, I know it's hard. Study came out saying cold turkey is probably the best way to do it. There's going to be a smart cell patch to help control diabetes. This patch therapy is some of the newest technology, and it is way cool in terms of dose administration, in terms of watching what's going on in your body. So we're going to talk about that. Then, I believe yesterday was National Napping Day. Well, doctors are saying, wait a second, napping day should be every day. Okay, every day people should be snoozing. So we're going to talk about, I know, man, I'm ready to take my nap. Next, they say maple syrup could cure Alzheimer's. Cure Alzheimer's. So when you go to IHOP, ooh, I love IHOP, and I get the pancakes, and they have all the different flavors of the syrup. So I put some strawberry. I put some blueberry. They used to have boysenberry syrup. I don't know where the boysenberry syrup is, but when I was a kid, I loved boysenberry. So I put the straw. So I do a mix. So I do the strawberry syrup, I do the blueberry syrup, and then I do the, butter pecan. Yum! And then I add the butter. It's all over my pancakes. But I skip the maple. And so I better not, because maple syrup may cure Alzheimer's. By the way, guys, when we talk about natural sugar flavors, do something like that. By the way, if you guys are over in Canada, get some of their maple syrup. Yum. Okay, Canadians are like really, really good when it comes to maple syrup, because I guess the maple leaf is like their tree. Yeah. I guess you guys didn't know that. I knew that. All right. Some of us are ticklish. And when I try to examine patients and they're very tickly, I'm like, look, I'm trying to feel your appendix. That's a diet, tickly. Like, no, look, let me, I'm just trying to feel if your appendix are tickly. Like, stop it. But I'm like that. I'm very, very tickly. So there's a new technique that doctors could do to help ticklish patients. All right. We have a woman who I'm hearing died when her doctors misdiagnosed her tumor for a pregnancy. We have a new test that identifies kids at high risk for ongoing concussions. And there's so much to talk about. We got U.S. drug spending up 5%. I thought Obamacare was supposed to fix that. We got superfoods to talk about. And, of course, the day would not be able to end unless we talked about gas and farts. So, as you can see, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. KSLI. Of course, your questions and comments are the most interesting. So make sure to go to our phone line at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, and you can also email us at drdolly@.com. All right, so let's get right to it. They say 2015 U.S. drug spending was up 5%, half of 2014's rise, according to reports. And they say it's the expensive drugs and the specialty medications. All right. So the biggest jump has been obviously since 2003. We, because we're able to start fighting cancer and doing all the good stuff we're doing, our prescription costs are really getting up there. So a report by the largest U.S. prescription benefit manager, Express Scripts Holding Company. A lot of you guys, when you get your prescriptions, you'd say, Dahlia, send it to Express Scripts. You know, for 3 months or 6 months or whatever. So they're a huge, big, prescription, company. They found that the average price of brand name drugs already on the market jumped 16.2% in 2015 and jumped 98.2% since 2011. The Affordable Health Care Act, really? That one-third of brand-name prescription drugs had price increases exceeding 20% last year. Express Scripts forecast drug spending is going to rise 6 to 8% annually from 2016 to 2018, which is not good. As we're hearing, United is pulling out of Obamacare. The exchanges, we're hearing a lot of insurance companies are like, look, I can't do this. I can't do affordable health care for all, quote unquote, while I'm spending all this money on rheumatoid arthritis patients and the immunologics and the new diabetes medications and the chemotherapy agents, etc. So these specialty drugs, pretty expensive. So they say Dr. Glenn Stanton, Chief Innovation Officer at Express Scripts, said its clients were dealing with, quote, significant challenges to affordable care in 2015, including a record number of newly approved high-cost therapies, many of them cancer. So the chronic conditions, the cancer, very, very expensive, obviously. All right, so how many of us are taking these kinds of medications? Only 1 to 2% of us, they say. They say only 1 to 2% of Americans are taking these drugs that are so gosh darn expensive. So, what do we do? Well, okay, they also say the most spending from 2011 to 2014 were drugs for diabetes. We talked about that. That's a problem. Okay, the generic diabetes medicines don't seem to be doing the trick. So now we have all these fancier new diabetes medicines that people like. People are trying to avoid insulin, so they have, you know, medicine like, you know, Victoza and Byetta and things like that that they could take. And they're really excited about it. And I'm excited about it too, but they're expensive. So we're going to have to talk about this on how to prevent drug spending. What do we need to do? Because you needing the drug, that's not a variable. That's static. You need the drug. How do we make them more affordable? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people, and so we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, Call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. buysellmakeoffer.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we were just talking about drug costs and why people are griping and complaining that the drug costs are high and it's gotten worse as each year progresses, and it's because of the people needing cancer and fancy diabetes drugs and specialty drugs, and it's all our fault. It's all our fault. Remember years ago, it was the baby boomers? It was all about the baby boomers. Well, you know, we're going to be, Social Security is going to run out and Medicare is going to run out because the baby boomers, the bad, bad baby boomers. The baby boomers are fine. Leave the baby boomers alone. They're baby boomers. They've had to live their whole life being called baby boomers. Okay, you know how difficult that is? Hi, my name is Joe. Are you a baby boomer? Well, I guess. Hi, baby boomer. Look, my name is Joe. Okay, just, can you, leave me alone? Baby boomer, leave me alone. Baby boomer. Okay, so anyway, they've been having to live with this the whole time. And so now, you know, many of the
baby boomers
are on these kinds of drugs, the specialty drugs, the, you know, medicines for cancer, etc., and they deserve it. All right? You know, these guys have put in how many thousands of dollars of taxes, and there's a lot of them that have done that. And the reason why we have the country we have today, and we have the schools and the infrastructure, and, you know, I don't want to blame them for the government, but the reason why we have, you know, what we have today and the positions we have today is because of the hard work from the baby boomers. So I love the baby boomers. Thank you if you're a baby boomer. So now we got to have your back. So all of a sudden now you guys are having cancer and you're having diabetes or your rheumatoid arthritis or your psoriasis is kicking in, or you need a kidney transplant, or, you know, you need now for us to have your back. And what's happening? Well, you know, we don't have the money, and there's too many of the baby boomers, and, you know, we can't do it, and it's just, you know, there's Obamacare, and we're supposed to really, you know, be doing health care for all, and so sorry. If I were you, if I was a baby boomer, I would be ticked off. Let's go to the phone lines, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, Doc, I just had a question. Maybe you could settle for me. I used to work in the pharmacy as a technician, and I remember when I was going to college back at Loma Linda University, a lot of the students used to say that there was a cure for cancer and that all these doctors that had discovered it had mysteriously died or got killed, and they don't want it to come out that there's a cure for cancer because there's so much money that they're making off of it.
Mm.
And it seems strange that with all the money that's being poured into cancer research, how come the only thing they have is chemotherapy? Anyway, that's my question. If you can clear it up for me, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. And for any of you guys that have medical questions, call into the answer line at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Even if I'm not live at the time that you're listening, we'll hit it at the next day. Okay, so a couple things. When he was talking about they possibly killed off people who were fighting cancer or who said they had the cure, the only question I have with that is, who is they? Because pharmaceutical companies are pretty, pretty powerful. So if, let's say, Pfizer or Merck or Teva or Novartis, if they came up with a cancer cure, I'd like to know who, quote unquote, they is. I mean, I hear what you're talking about, because, I mean, you think, okay, at this day and age, really, we don't have a cure? So I get what you're saying. But, you know, when you know, you try to process that theory, who is they that could go up to a Pfizer or a Merck or a Novartis or whatever, or a Bayer, and stop them? You know, I mean, if that theory played out, and I love this kind of stuff. I love conspiracy theories. I think it's cool because there's always some sort of, you know, logic, and that, you know, I still think LBJ was involved in the JFK assassination. I don't understand why that wasn't pursued any more than it was. You heard about all the, you know, kind of turmoil between them, and I don't know. So anyway, I love, you know, entertaining those and you know, processing them. But I mean, somebody would have to pay Pfizer or Merck or any of these companies a crap load of money to tell them to not. I mean, and who's they? Who is funding the hush hush of research? It couldn't be a private company. So then you think, well, is it the government? Is it the government funding these big companies to not come out with a cancer cure? I don't know, because, I mean, if you look right now, okay, Obama's saying, you know, here's Joe Biden moonshotting cancer. Trust me, the Washington administration, whoever's in Washington, would love to get the credit for cancer cure. So I don't think Washington is telling the pharmaceutical companies to not study it. So like I said, I just don't know who they is. And if people are getting killed off, I don't know who that network is. You know, the only network I would think that could have that type of power would then be the government. And I don't know. I don't think that's what's going on. So I don't think people are dying that have found cancer, or I don't know. I don't know if I could go with that theory. But you bring up a very good point. Okay? You know, there's all this money going out there trying to cure cancer. I mean, what? All we have is chemotherapy? Well, we don't. We do have, I mean, they've been, you know, looking at HIV to fight cancer. They've been looking at these little suicide missions of medication going in cells to go find the cancer and then, you know, it blow up and blow the cancer up with it. I mean, kind of kamikaze type, you know, warfare. You know, so there's a variety of different ways they're attacking cancer. All right. I mean, they're looking at marijuana. They're looking at aspirin. Aspirin, you know, every now and then there's a study coming out talking about how aspirin, when they put aspirin, you know, in a quote unquote petri dish with cancer cells, the cancer cells don't like it. They're looking at light therapy. I mean, they're looking at so much. And the question, you know, why the hell in 2016 are we still behind the eight ball when it comes to cancer? Well, because cancer is unpredictable. I mean, when my mother-in-law all of a sudden out of the blue started losing weight, we're like, oh, she must have cancer somewhere. And it was in her biliary system. How the hell that happened? Again, I'm a little nervous about diet soda, so I'm using that as a theory. But all of a sudden, boom, gone in a few months. Now, I, you know, and she was on every treatment that, you know, imaginable, and no. I mean, this cancer wanted to kill her. May she rest in peace. And you have that type of, you got the slower cancers. They're like, you know what? Come and bring it. And we're able to fight some of those cancers, a lot of them. I mean, look at Jimmy Carter with melanoma. I mean, wow, and the immunotherapy he was using with that. I mean, you know, so there's some cancers that we used to never be able to fight that we're being able to fight now. It blows my mind. Okay, so you have I have tons of patients who are breast cancer survivors. I have patients who are colon cancer survivors, melanoma survivors. They're walking around, they look great, they're doing well, they're happy people, and the cancer is gone. So in essence, we are curing cancer. Unfortunately, we have some where, oh no, when it comes, whew. But I gotta tell you, going back to a happy note, I had a patient that walked in. She had a mass on her forehead, under her skin, under her skull, maybe, oh, no, it had to be over her skull, but this mass coming in. And she came in kind of weak, and her daughters brought her. And the daughter's like, something's obviously wrong, you know, she needs a scan. And this woman had cancer all over. So she's seen a hematologist, an oncologist. She's doing really well. Apparently, the brain lesions have subsided. This cancer has regressed. I don't want to use the word cure because, you know, we don't want to jinx anything. But I am seeing amazing things. So I think the problem is when we use the word cure, we're expecting 100%. Well, the only thing that's 100% is death for any of us, whether we have cancer or not, God forbid. All right, but I mean, that's the only thing that's 100%. That's why nobody can use the term cure. Okay? I mean, I've seen people fight cancer and then get hit by a bus. So, I'm not actually see the bus get hit, but you know what I'm talking about. So, like Ebola. Okay? No, you aren't going to hear somebody go, okay, the Ebola outbreak is completely gone. We completely cured. No, we didn't, because there's still little cases of Ebola smoldering out there. So, nobody's going to use the term cure. But we have been fighting cancer very, very well. But every now and then, you're going to get some ugly cancer that just eats away your loved one. And it's a shame. So, you know, going back to conspiracy theories, do we have people behind this? Do we have people slowing things down? Cancer is chaotic. Cancer is unpredictable. And there's a huge market for somebody to come up with something that fights cancer. So my guess is that's what's going to continue. We're going to still fight cancer, but we won't have something that'll just cure everybody's cancer. Great question. Keep it coming. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Be strong, but Lord have mercy, sometimes the gas is. And magician, pharmaceutical, I think manager and friend of mine, Kevin Goings, gave me this list of fun facts about flatulence and burping. And you know what? I don't mind, you know. I mean, if he thinks this is exactly what's, you know, my show's about, good. Even though I really haven't talked about gas on my show for a long time. So basically some fun facts, and I've talked about gas and the methane and the components of it and why we do it, but this is a really nice, very, very well delineated, bulleted infographic to teach us, okay? So according to Dr. Brett Lashner, gas is a natural product of digestion, and we pass gas between 14 and 23 times a day. Man, you know, some of us before breakfast. Now, they say, let me see here, they say the smell. Digestive gas like sweat has no odor itself, but it gathers a sulfurous bouquet as it passes through the large intestine. The same odor molecules are found in morning breath. So air shouldn't sink. But when it collects the sulfur and all the other stuff, then it starts to stink. Sulfur, I think, is like the rotten egg smell. Stomach gas. Yeah, yeah, it stinks. That's what sulfur is. See, you know your science. You know your chemistry. Stomach gas, no, go ahead. No. You know they do. I love fireworks smell. What? Maybe, yeah, yeah. I mean, I should know this from all my chemistry background, but I don't. You know, I mean, I studied for the test and then I forgot it afterwards. Huh. Oh, I know. I love that. And I watch a lot of Key and Peele on YouTube. Those are funny. And Conan. All right, so stomach gas. They say mostly the result of swallowing air. So when you eat fast, when you gulp liquids, when you talk while eating and drink carbonated beverages, all right, that's me, it'll escape via a burp or it'll move on into the intestine. So I remember I was, when I was waiting tables years ago, there was one of the waiters, he would burp. And I'm like, dude, come on, man. And he's like, look, better this way than the other one. And I was like, oh, that's a good point. So, and I've never forgotten that. I will purposely burp so I have less toots later. I mean, it's all air. What goes in must come out, right? So, yeah. No, don't hold your breath. Holding your breath will not stop the farts. I mean, you got to breathe, okay? I mean, you know, you got to breathe. You see, have to breathe, all right? Intestinal gas is a product of the harmless bacteria that help us digest our food. When they process our food, a lot of times when they ferment or oxidize or process it, they'll give off air. It develops in the large intestine, exits through the portal, and then you have the sound. Now, we've talked about the sound. That's airway resistance. You know, if you ever blow up a balloon and then you try to close the balloon but open it up just a little bit to let the noise come out and it squeaks high-pitched. Okay, it's air compression. And the higher the airway resistance, the more noise. Okay, if there's no resistance to the air, there's no noise. Like a whoosh type of thing. And so people with very bad hemorrhoids will have sometimes noisier toots, because they have a lot more airway resistance there. They say holding it in, a digestive gas will escape. It's going to. So you could hold in the burps, you could hold in the toots, but one of these days you're going to have to make it to your car, okay, and let it all out. Borborygmus. Borborygmus is the scientific term. This comes from the Cleveland Clinic, by the way. Scientific term for the rumbling of the bowels caused by the movement of gas or partially digested food is perfectly normal. They say constant borborygmus. Oh, I can name it, you know, one of my animals that. Borborygmus, time to eat. Borborygmus, did you go pee-pee house? You need to go outside. I like that borborygmus. Anyway, constant borborygmus, unfortunately, can cause abdominal bloating, abdominal pain, constipation, diarrhea, digestive disease, or what many people call irritable bowel syndrome. I'm sure there's an ICD-10 code for borborygmus. Chemistry. All right, so the chemistry of it. They say intestinal gas has hydrogen, methane, sometimes carbon dioxide, nitrogen from the air that you swallow. Methane will cause your stool to float. Now, this I didn't know. You know, sometimes you guys poop, and then you check it out, and you have the ones that just sit there and swim, and then you have the other ones that sink to the bottom. Methane is associated with floating stools. They also say that digestive gas, let me see. Okay, no, so they say digestive gas is normal, and they, okay. They say they want to explore, explode the myths, okay? No pun intended. Are silent toots deadly? No. A fart that's silent will have there's no mortality associated with that. There's no connection. Audibility and the acuity of scent, unrelated phenomena, they say. They say magical fruit, beans and cabbage, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, whole grains are magical. They say will allow you to, but it shouldn't discourage you from eating these foods. You're going to get it anyway. Fat and protein produce little or no gas, and rice doesn't. So a lot of us will go towards we'll eat more, fatty foods or protein foods because it won't give us gas later. And unfortunately, that's why our diet is bad. Flammable. They say intestinal gas can combust. We covered that a while back, where you could technically light a fart and cause an explosion. But we do, not an explosion, but a spark. Still, we do not recommend that you experiment with this. Okay? And then, of course, humor. Okay? People think it's funny. They just do. I mean, it's just, it's a funny sound. It's just something that's funny. I was sitting there watching the debate about a week ago, and Donald Trump said something. And, I mean, it wasn't anything bad that he said, but all of a sudden, coming from the dog, and it was like perfect, right as Donald Trump finished saying what he was saying. And I'm like, come on. Yeah, it's just funny. You know, there's a lot of timing with it. You know, when you look at comedy, there's a lot of things that, make good comedy. You know, timing, sound, unpredictability. And the unpredictability of a toot is that. So my job is to make sure you guys don't get hurt from this. And the biggest mistake people have about their gas is they don't let it out. If you let the gas out, you probably wouldn't have as many gas problems. Okay, so when you got the loot, toot. Something I've been saying ever since I started the radio. Now, we women have a much difficult time with that. Guys don't care. You know, we talked about crop dusting with Tom a while back. Guys don't seem to care as much, but girls, oh no. So, you run to the bathroom, and then there's, five women, and they're talking and putting on their makeup, and you're like, well, I can't do it in here, leave. They don't want to do that, so then you run out to the car. You can't do that because the car is so far away, and you're like, you know what, to heck with it. I'll just do it I'll just do it in my boss's office, and I'll leave. So, but you got to let it out, and sometimes you have to let it out repetitively so you can potty, all right? Maybe you really have to potty. Once you potty, then, because remember, the purpose of gas also is to help move the bowel, okay? You need air in the intestines. Yeah, you have the peristalsis and you have the smooth muscle moving things down, but you need air. So passing gas helps move things along. So if you're constipated, that's just going to make your gas problem worse. So you need to get the bowels moving, which is why fiber is so important. I mean, everyone's like, why would I eat fiber and beans and vegetables and all that? Why would I do that? Because if you poop regularly, then the gas problem doesn't happen. Many of you guys will say you started a new diet, you ended up having gas, but then after a while, the gas was controllable. Absolutely, your body starts to get into a cycle. So you got to get back on the vegetables, the whole grains. You got to get things to pass, and you can't hold it in. You got to let it out, all right? And then, yeah, open a window. I mean, mercy flushes, things like that. Those are nice to do. And I mean, it's something we all have to deal with. Okay. Be honest. See me, one of the reasons why I could talk the way I talk is because I'm not going to be embarrassed anymore. I'm going to be like, ladies, can you get out? I got a potty. Move. I want the bathroom to myself. Well, gosh. See? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, guys. All right, so there's a story that's been going around. Welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Very, very sad case where a woman had died after doctors mistook her cancer tumor for pregnancy. It was a 22-year-old makeup artist from the UK, and she had an aggressive form of cancer, but the doctors thought it was pregnancy. Her name was Demi Wright. She had complained of pain in the side of her back in November 2015. Then she went to a maternity ward, and a blood test showed high levels of pregnancy hormone, the human chorionic gonadotropin, HCG. This is a hormone that rises in pregnancy, but it could also rise in other issues as well. After doctors could not find a baby during ultrasound, they performed laparoscopic surgery and discovered that she had a cancer tumor on her liver. The disease unfortunately spread throughout her body. The family said she had a benign tumor in her liver as a child that required regular checkups, even when she was a teenager, but nothing seemed to happen with that. Now, HCG is a hormone that can rise for other cancers as well in the body. And unfortunately, Ms. Wright had a adenocarcinoma. I'm not sure if it started in the liver. I don't know if it started in the bowel. But it was an adenocarcinoma, a carcinoma that we usually see in colon cancer, et cetera, you know, more of the internal organs. And unfortunately, it spread to the liver, and she died. Now, I'm not sure why they're saying that. I mean, I don't know if they're trying to imply that the doctors, I guess, messed up. And, I don't know if they're trying to imply that the doctors caused her, unfortunately, to die prematurely, because my guess is with the hormone being that high to look like it's a pregnancy, she unfortunately had the terminal cancer already. I mean, I'm not sure if they did a pregnancy test and said, yay, you're pregnant. And then they waited. It doesn't look like they waited months. I don't have any of that information. But you have pregnancies that don't make it that have high HCG. You have cancers that have high HCG. And then you have regular pregnancy. They say doctors died, or she said Demi had died 3 weeks after doctors caught their mistake and diagnosed her with an adenocarcinoma. So they said when we found out the cancer was terminal, unfortunately, the family was able to say their goodbyes and spend, time with her. But I don't know how this could have been prevented. You know, whenever you hear these cases, okay, well, doctors mistook something for this. You're like, okay, well, then they just sat around and watched her for months. It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like she had pain. She went in, and I'm not saying this to protect the doctors. It's just I'm trying to teach you guys what to do to protect yourselves. She came in. She had pain. They ran a test and go, oh, it looks like you're pregnant. Then they set her up for an ultrasound to check and see how the baby's doing and find out why it's causing pain. They found out there is no pregnancy. Now we got to take a look, see what's going on. They look, find the tumor, and unfortunately it was an advanced stage. She was really young at the time, too, in her 20s. So what does that mean? And this was in Great Britain, so I don't know if many weeks passed. If many weeks did pass, maybe they could have treated this aggressively. So I don't know. But out here in the States, okay, when we diagnose pregnancy, we immediately get you in with an obstetrician, an OB-GYN, baby doctor. Then, depending on their availability, they get you in. If you're having pain, however, okay, so I mean, if you're like, oh, I missed my period, and, you know, you get the blood work done, and you're pregnant, we're like, yay, congratulations. Any pain, you go to the hospital, or you come to us, so we can do an ultrasound and check. If somebody's experiencing pain, we immediately do an ultrasound. And who knows, maybe in the UK they did it immediately as well. And the reason why is we want to make sure you don't have an ectopic pregnancy. We want to make sure the pregnancy didn't land in another area that shouldn't have, or the pregnancy wasn't still stuck in the fallopian tube. Because if that explodes, that could be deadly if it causes a rupture. So gives new meaning to the term baby boomer, but no joke, it's deadly. So immediately if anybody has pain, evaluate. Well, ultrasound, I mean, if we have to scan, I mean, to figure out what's going on. But what they decided to do was go in laparoscopically and look, which I don't blame them. And then, so we're pretty much on top of it. I'll have patients come in with abdominal pain. And they'll say that they are lesbian, that they have sex with women only, no chance of them being pregnant. I still run the HCG test. And some of them are like, why are you running a pregnancy test on me? I told you I'm not pregnant. I'm like, because the HCG hormone could be high for other reasons. Okay, I believe you. I don't think you're pregnant, but I still have to run the HCG hormone. And this is why. Because if the HCG is high, it could be a marker of another type of tumor. So many people, and I even get that from people who aren't my patients. Like, why is my doctor writing a pregnancy test when I told them that I'm, you know, I like women, I don't, and I tell them it's because, again, we have to know your HCG level, you know, before we begin. So, this is my recommendation to you guys, okay? Be aggressive and assertive. I have this talk with you many times. Don't let your insurance company or the staff at your doctor's office or the bus schedule prevent you from getting the care you need. If you think something's wrong, have your medical office prove you wrong. Okay? Have your medical office prove you wrong that it's okay. And I've talked to you guys about how to touch your patients. And by the way, there's a study that's come out on, you know, patients and how they talk to their doctors and how things could be missed. So we're going to talk about that in the next hour. But, if you're a pushy patient, you're going to get misdiagnosed because your doctor can't focus on the task at hand. We're going to talk about that in the next hour. But, you know, when you go to a doctor and you're like, okay, I think something's wrong. You know, I've been having this chest pain. And the doctor will say, oh, you know, I did an EKG, you look good. So it's probably just a pulled muscle. Okay? Your question should be, thank you, doctor, for your time. This is great. But what if the EKG is missing something severely? I mean, I've heard of, you know, cases where people have heart attacks and their EKG look normal. What would be a deeper test than this EKG? Oh, your insurance won't pay for it. That's fine. I may pay for it myself, but teach me what would be the next step. By the way, if you guys are ever in that situation, just email us at drdahlia.com. All right? I mean, if it's an education issue, please, that's what I'm here for. I'll tell you what the next test should be if your doctor won't, okay? So, look, your insurance won't pay for it. Getting a stress test, I wouldn't advise it. Okay, I appreciate that, but why would you not advise it? I'm not being difficult. It's just, I don't want to be one of those people that die of a heart attack that had a normal EKG. You know, I mean, I'm just not convinced that this is a pulled muscle. Something doesn't sound right. Should I get a scan? Should I whatever? Well, if that doctor throws up his hands and doesn't want to talk to you, you get a new doctor. Okay? A good doctor would say, look, okay, I'm here for you. You want to get down to the bottom of this. Okay? You don't care that the insurance may not cover it. If you want me to order the test, I'll order the test. We could do a CAT scan to see what's going on in the lungs and the heart. And we could do a stress test. We could get a cardiologist involved. You know, I mean, at this point, your EKG is good. So this, you know, could be costochondritis, inflammation of your, you know, your sternum and the ribs and the cartilage around the ribs. It could be a pulled muscle. But if you're not convinced, I have no problem getting you in with the heart doctor. And you have any sort of chest pain, you call 911 or go to the hospital. That's how I would approach that with the patient. But you as a patient, that's how you should approach it with the doctor. Go, you know, look, I know you say insurance doesn't cover, but teach me, if this chest pain doesn't go away or if this chest pain worries me, what do you want me to do? Okay? A direct question that they have to answer. If they say, oh, just call me, and you're not satisfied with that, then you get a new doctor. So they go, look, if you're having chest pain, you go to the hospital or whatever, you know, come up with a plan. Same thing, I got this pain in my side. I don't think it's a pulled muscle. Can we scan it? 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
body do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.